Okay, so the very end of Shar Aleph, Reb Chaim talks about the power of mitzvahs and the power of following the path of mitzvahs, regardless of one's kavana and one's intent. And the danger of, you know, getting too caught up with the yichudim and the tikkunim of maybe following, getting that out of hand and maybe trying to do something which is wrong with the proper intention. Sometimes there's an exception for a Navi. He spoke yesterday about Eliyahu Bar Carmel was a Navi. A Navi was permitted to do so. But short of that, it's not allowed. Now, at the very end of Shar Aleph, he says that once there was the Chasim Asa Talmud, once the Talmud Bavli was signed and sealed, there was no more ability to add anything. Everything is the way it is, and there's no more maneuvering that at all. Ukish, the last two paragraphs in Shar Aleph, Ukish Yekaimam Ish Yisrael Karoi, and when a Yid does what he's supposed to do properly, Afim Lo Yechavin, even if he doesn't have the proper Kavanah, but Gam Lo Yeda Klal Taimi HaMitzvahs, the Soydeis Kavanah, he doesn't really know the reasoning behind the mitzvahs, the Soydeis Kavanah, and the tremendous Sodos in its Kavanah, in Kol Zeh, however, Niskaimu HaMitzvahs, the Maisa Mitzvah was fulfilled, Yiskenu HaYidei Ma'i Lomas, and you're going to end up making a tikkun in the Olamos, whether you know it or you don't know it, but you're doing it. You're adding kedusha by doing mitzvahs. The whole mitzvah, every mitzvah, fishaitu makor v'inyan according to its proper tikkun. V'yitein oizle lo kimis bar shmoy, and you're adding on to the power of God, as we've explained before. Shekin kava aboyis bar shmoy tivam shel ha'olamos, because this is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu created the nature of the world. She's nagwai de maise adam b'chol mitzvah hiya oila me'atzma lifo pu'ulasa ha'miyuchad la. And every mitzvah has its pu'ula. Umi shizakau yizbarach shmoy lahasig nistaris teresinu ha'kadosha. And somebody who is zoiche to know about the sodos of Torah, someone that knows more than the pasha pshat. I mean, most people don't know more than the pasha pshat. Most people only know the pasha pshat. But if someone gave the... has the schus to know the deeper secrets of the Torah. Asher hishiru lanu bracha kadisha elyon, that we learned from the Chazal, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the Zohar, and all those who came after him, like the Arizal. Asher hiru ini the ktsas time the kavanas mitzvahs, and they have told us about the depths of the mitzvahs. What's the point? Rakadeshi is zboinin kol echad lefisichlay. It's to help us understand things better, but it's not for practical use. It's not to say, well, therefore, I'm going to do this avera, because by doing this avera, I'm going to end up having a sum total of more kedusha. You cannot do that. So the purpose of knowing the kedusha is to give us chizak, to understand how important our mitzvahs are, and to give us, but not to play with it, and to say, well, I'm going to do this avera, and then I'm going to get this collateral damage, and I'm going to do this. You can't do that. And hecha magim, to give us chizuk, v'yispoil, v'yisoyer, mizalasas, v'lkaim kol mitzvahs, we want you to get chizuk from this, v'chol nyani avadosa, l'boyer yisbarach shumay, v'tachlas adiktuk, with tremendous diktuk, following the prote mitzvahs, v'im of yira, v'ahava atzuma, v'kdoisha, v'kdoisha, v'tahara salev. And by doing that, yigrom tikunim yoyser gedoylem ba'olamas, by following the mitzvah, you're going to make great tikunim, mimhayim kaim mitzvah b'loy kedusha v'tahara. And it's true. If you have kavana, then you'll be able to do even greater kedusha, but not at the expense of the mitzvah and the details of the mitzvah itself. Omnam ha'ikar b'chol ha'mitzvahs li'ikuva. What's the primary purpose of all the mitzvahs? U'prate ha'maisa shabam is the details in each and every mitzvah. That's what he says. Okay. So this is obviously the purpose of the whole sefer is this paragraph. And basically, he's telling us is that at the end of the day, it's important for us to realize what greatness we have and what ability we have. But ultimately, the way we empower ourselves by doing the mitzvah properly and just keeping to it and not allowing ourselves to get carried away with these machshavas. Now, I'm going to share with you now, I shared it on the chat, This is from a sefer, Keser Rosh. Keser Rosh was written by the Talmidim of the Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And it's a quote of various teachings that Reb Chaim Volozhiner had over the years. Okay, so and it's very, very, very authentic. Okay, it's sourced. It's all sourced material, and it is all, you know, it's very authentic. And different, you know, there's about 200 pieces. Actually, after we finished Reb Chaim, I was thinking about learning this, because this is also a very good glimpse of Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Hashkafa. But we're learning Nefesh HaChaim, but this is one piece where he discusses the same concept that he just talked about here, okay? Okay, so let's see what he says. He says like this, Avera Lishma. Is there a concept of an Avera Lishma? I'm having a hard time getting there. Okay. Avera Lishma. Is there such a thing as doing an Avera L'shem Shemayim? Can one do an Avera Lishma? Lishma means for the purpose of Hashem. Am I allowed to do an Avera for the purpose of Hashem? I think it's going to be better for me. I think ultimately the Avera, this particular Avera, is going to be good for me, right? You can think of many examples of that. Like I said, driving to Shul. You know, I'll do one Avera, but ultimately I'll be able to get closer to God by doing my prayers in the synagogue. And the fact that I have to drive, right? No, whatever. It's not affecting me. I don't feel spiritually, down when I drive on Shabbos, but I feel spiritually uplifted when I daven in shul. So therefore, it's worthwhile for me to drive to shul, and I'll be able to pray with in a synagogue, right? So that's an avera lishma, technically, right? So it says Reb Chaim Volozhiner of avera lishma, doing an avera lishma. Amar Rabbeinu, a Rebbe, Reb Chaim Volozhiner taught us. Shalehutar, that is completely prohibited, mizman matan Torah, klum. Once the Torah was given, you cannot do that. Lahayoidim Amar, but to his close students, he said one other thing. Shehakoil b'chlal aveir lishma. Really, 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 everything that people do out there is an aveir lishma. No one thinks that they're going against Hashem. Everyone thinks, listen, I need this. I need this little bit to get away with it. I need to say this. It's just, I'm not going to feel good if I don't say this Lashon Hara. I'm going to have to hold it in. It's not good for me. Everything a person can justify with the process of Aveira Lashma. And then he says a great line here. He says, Ve'amar, in Cain, if everything just depends on Avera Lishma, what are you thinking? Are you thinking about Hashem or you're not thinking? Okay? So Lama Kol Atayag Mitzvahs, what's the point of the mitzvahs? Masha Lishma Yaseh, if you, look, I'm doing it for God, do it. Mishle Lishma, if I'm not doing it for God, lo Yaseh, I feel a mitzvah. So what's the purpose of the mitzvahs? What's the purpose of the altar? There should be one pasuk. Everyone have God in mind, you know? Everyone just think of me. No, you know, think of God and let's go weiter. Everyone can express themselves however they want. This is how I express my spirituality, right? So everyone let themselves express themselves however they please, and that's fine. So obviously, he says, then what's the point of mitzvahs? Aval be'emes, the truth is not like that. Achar matan Torah, once the Torah was given, ein lozuz mikol Torah mitzvah. You cannot move away from the Torah of the mitzvahs. V'divrei Chazal, and even Chazal, v'shali l'hishoyen al das ha-yetzer, and do not do anything about with the Yetzer. U'matzinu ba-medrash, but we do find in the Medrash, she-chanoich, Chanoch was from the generation of Adam Arishon, right, from the first generations, hayatoifer min olam. Chanoich's job was, he was a shoemaker, u'b'chol tfira, but every time he would sew shoes, kivein yichudim u'pa'al l'mala. He, with his making shoes, had in mind the yichudim of how to put the world together and what tikkunim he could make. And that's true. You know, that's what the avos did. The avos turned their gashmias, their mundane activities, into mitzvahs, because by the avos, there was no technical mitzvahs. Everything was just bringing out the kavod shemayim. So therefore, they were permitted to do that. al derech b'chol derechecha de'ayu. Like we have a mitzvah that we should know Hashem in everything. So everything with kol zeh koydem matan Torah, that's only permitted before matan Torah. Oy, or leben noach, to a non-Jew, gam bizman hazeh, this is a chiddush. Harshus nesunalo, he is permitted, lavoyed haboyre yisvarach b'chol mashayirtzeh. So a goy is not bound by 613 mitzvahs. So by a goy, perhaps he would be allowed to say, you know what? I'm allowed, all for the goy, all he has to do is have in mind that he's doing L'Shem Shemayim. So if he thinks he's going to be spiritually connected by doing yoga or whatever, so I'll let him do it. I don't know if it's about Zarna, but I'm saying there's no
mitzvah banning him, so he can do whatever he wants.
Correct. As long as if that's the way he's expressing his spirituality, and his spirituality is not about Zara, so he's allowed to do that. And maybe he'll even get a mitzvah for doing it. Because he's not bound by the guidelines. He's allowed to express himself the way he wants. We are not permitted.
The Jews are not allowed to do that.
We are not allowed to. So the concept of express yourself and all that stuff, it doesn't apply to us. As long as he's doing L'Shem Shemayim, he lost his seven mitzvahs. He, on his seven mitzvahs, also cannot do that. He's not allowed to play around with the seven mitzvahs. Avalonu b'nei Yisrael, but for us, the Jewish people, nitna ha-Torah, geder v'gvul. The Torah put a gvul, a boundary, and a geder, a fence. V'chol ha-maisa, nichlal b'tzivui v'azhara. And that's it. Everything we do, we either commanded to do or forbidden to do. There's no in-between. And on the things that we have to do, then we should think about Hashem. Now, remember, we've been saying the whole time that part of the purpose of the Sefer and part of Rav Chaim Volozhiner's general hashkafa was to combat the influence of the early Hasidim. I'm not saying Hasidim nowadays are like that, but I'm saying this is the early Hasidim, so we don't know exactly what it was, but there was definitely an influence amongst that. That apparently this type of hashkafa was prevalent. That the concept was it's more important to have tremendous machshavas and tremendous depth and kavana and ava and yira than to physically follow the pratim of the mitzvah. Right? That was apparently an uncertain notion that either they were doing or Reb Chaim Volozhiner felt and the Vilna Gaon felt was there was a threat that they may try to do that, okay? The early Hasidim. And their type of hashkafa was promoting that type of behavior. So says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, so let me explain to you something. V'geder ha-chasidus, so what's real chasidus? What does it mean to be a real chasid of Hashem? L'dakdek bohen, to be very precise in the mitzvah, ad k'tzei ha'achron, to really, really fulfill the mitzvah down to the last detail, v'lifrosh me'echad mishivim mishar ha'issa, and to be poirish from any possibility of issa, v'lizar b'chol diktukei soifrim, and to be very careful with all the derabanans, v'azharos she'asr lonu miyom matan Torah she'tziv Hashem v'hala. Okay, that's what Chassidus is. Chassidus is not feeling close to Hashem. We don't do feeling close. Feeling close is not not the goal. Now, obviously, that is the goal, and obviously, it's better to do that. But we have to understand
not at the expense of doing the
not at the expense of doing the mitzvah with its proper gedar,
with the halachot, etc.
Correct. The same thing he says in the Nefesh Chaim. Bim Yaakov Avinu lakach shtei achayos. V'amram nasa dodasam. Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. Zehaya koydem matan Torah. Like he said, that was before the Torah was given, so there was no specific guidelines. Ava me'ez shekiva Moshe Torah Misinai. Lo tischalif le'tumar chasashon. You can never switch it around. Af sheyaseg kichein roi lo lefi tikun nishmasai be'ez avoda. Even if you know that according to your avoda, it would be better to do an avera. It doesn't matter. But surely Anu Shahsagasino Kol Hevel. Anyway, we can't even know that anyway. So he said the whole conversation is moot. It's a mute point. Because what are you going to say? I know according to my neshama that it would be better to do that there. First of all, it doesn't matter. Even if you're right, you're not allowed to do that. Second of all, what do you know? You think we're in touch with our Shurash and Neshama? We have no clue. about our Shorash and Neshama. So anyway, it's not a good argument because we have no clue what we're talking about. V'ashkafaseinu gam ki anakol hevel, we don't really know. Okay? Okay, now, there is a memra in Chazal, and this is what we're going to talk about tomorrow. There is a memra in Chazal that says, G'doyla avera lishma. There is such a Chazal that you're allowed to do an avera lishma, which obviously is directly in opposition with everything he just said. So tomorrow, I'm going to try. I'm going to be at a wedding tomorrow, but I'm going to try to carve out time for the shiur. So I hope so. And we'll talk about that Gemara, okay? The Gemara that discusses the Avera Lishma concept.
Wasn't the next piece I saw talking about Yael?
Yes, because Yael seemed to have done Avera Lishma.
Also Esther, to a certain degree.
Okay, so so we'll see. Yael and Esther, they seem to have gone in to do an Avera, and they had a calculation why it's worth it. It wasn't worth it in Aladdin. Okay? So we'll see tomorrow the answer to that question. All right?
Zachary, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, we'll be in touch. Look in your chat. If I can't make it, I'll let everyone know. If I can't make it, I'll let everyone know. Okay.